Good evening, class.
Good evening, teacher.
That's okay. Welcome to the second session, 2007, five-week reading crash course. We did have some homework last night, or last week. I'm not going to test you on it yet. This is going to be our new packet, our new handout. Hopefully the first page looks familiar to you, because that should have been the last page in the previous handout, lesson 13, with the word chazara, review. Okay, well, the fact that you came back is a good sign. We appreciate that, and we're going to get right down to it. But before I do, I'd like to reacquaint the class with something which maybe we may have forgotten about last week. My handy dandy flashcards. Okay, class. Let's give it a whirl. When I show you the cards, see if you remember. This was the very first vowel that we had. It was the tongue depressor.
Ah,
very good. Oh, wow, you did your homework. And this, the letter Y, is silent. Very good. And this letter, which looks like a mountain. Exactly. Very good. And this one is void of the ball. It's void, va. Very good. And this one has a ball in it, and it makes the sound ba. Excellent. You can see that this is rounded on the right, and it makes it sound ra. And here's the letter X, if you will, which is also, that's right, silent. This one you can see there is a whole. That's right, it makes that's the sound. Now this one is a little bit harder to remember. This is one of the vowels floating up top, and it makes the sound oh. Yeah, that's a harder one, because that little dot on the bottom makes the other sound. Now this little T on the bottom, just like the tongue depressor, makes the sound ah. That's right. Now this one is a little bit different than the mountain, because this one has a tear on the top and makes the sound ta. That's right. If you remember these three vowel, these three little dots next to each other, very good. Wow, that's a dang, very good. That's right. Now this one is the very last letter that we saw last week, which is a final letter. Very good, ma, which makes the sound ma. Very good, excellent. That is the first letter that we saw, which is always at the end of a word, as opposed to its friend, which has the same sound, which is still the ma, but that's always found either the beginning or the middle, and the other ma, which is the final letter, which is somewhere over here, it's over here, also makes that sound, but it's always found at the end of a word. Now this is another, similar to the X and the Y, but a vowel that is silent, exactly. And this is the letter, this is the vowel, that the sound that you made before, which is E, the little P on the plate. As opposed to the letter which is rounded on the right, this one you'll see there's a dent on it. Duh, exactly. This one, I made up my own reason how you remember it. I don't know if you remember the brick falling on my head, and the sound that I make is oh! It's also, it's on the top. It's oh. Okay. And this, just like the P, but with a hook next to it, also makes the sound E. And in conclusion, unlike this letter, which has a hole or in the middle or is half, it's there's another letter which is written right next to it on this chart provided for us by National Jewish Outreach, which is the one which is complete. This almost looks like a chuppah. This is the hardest letter in the Hebrew alphabet, which is the sound cha. And the reason why it's so hard is because if you go throughout the entire English language and spend your whole life, or even reading a book like War and Peace, you will never, ever find, good evening, you will never find any sound such as this one, which makes the sound cha. In fact, As we've discussed a few weeks, actually just last week rather, here's the new this week's packets. So we're just reviewing the sounds of the letters that we saw before we get into session number two officially with the new packet. But I was just discussing this very last letter. We just went through all these cards. That this letter does look like a chuppah, and it makes the sound cha. And why very often people cannot pronounce this is because it's not, the sound is not found in the English language. And in fact, a holiday that is coming up shortly, in which we light a menorah, is called Chanukah. Exactly. In fact, if you would hear the way that that holiday is pronounced by people that are not so familiar with this letter, which is the first letter in the holiday Chanukah, they end up saying, calling it Hanukkah. Hanukkah, with an H. But Chanukah, which is unique to this particular language as opposed to English, we now know the correct pronunciation of that holiday, which is namely Chanukah. Okay, with that said, let us begin. Well, we did begin, but let's continue in our packet with lesson 14. Okay? I am going to put these flashcards aside. Those are the ones that we already saw. Of course, I have new ones. These are going to be the ones you'll see a little bit less, because we actually, if you realize, after this week, we will have seen virtually all the letters with the exception of just a few of them. The letters that we're probably not going to be seeing are a lot of the final letters. Those we're probably going to get into when it comes to week 3 and week 4. But be it as it may, let's move on to page 20 in our packets with this next sound. Now you'll see on the very top of our packet where it says A as in May, you'll see that there are two dots. Sometimes there's just two dots like this, and sometimes there's two dots with a hook next to it. Now, our friends at National Jewish Outreach, the only way that they can remind us that this looks and sounds like A is because it looks somehow like a snake. I have no idea how. They think these two dots somehow looks like a snake. Maybe the eyeballs of a snake. Maybe it's snake eyes or something. I don't know. Snake eyes, right? When you roll dice, you get two dots, two ones. So that's snake, eight guys. I just made that up. For some reason, they can only think of snakes. What was that? That's right. I'm not going to reveal too much of my past this evening, but nonetheless. So, I'm going to have to tell them that. For some reason, I think snake eyes is a lot better than snake. That's, maybe I just made it up. That's why I think it's so good. Anyway, regardless, when we see these two dots, or these two dots next to each other with a hook next to it, again, this is obviously not really a hook. This is a Hebrew letter, which we'll eventually get to. As I mentioned in the beginning of last week, it's not necessary for us to know the names of these letters. Right? Why do you necessarily need to know the letter X? As long as you know the sound it makes. That's exactly the purpose as well as far as this 5-week program. For us to have all these extra things which may not help us in reading, that's not something which Big Brother wants me to teach. Of course, if at the end of the day, if you're interested in me telling you the letters, the sounds, whatever, I have no problem with that. Okay, but whenever we see these letters together, or a letter on top of it, of course, with these dots on the bottom, these snake eyes, we know it makes a sound, class A. Very good. With that said, let's try line number 1. Okay, class, remember this is we need class participation. That's a major percentage of your grade, as I showed you on your syllabus, which I actually never handed one out. But let's pretend that I did. So let's begin with line 1. Okay, class. A. now we, let's stop there at those four letters. Now, though, as we know, the letter X and the letter Y, again, they're not really letter X and letter Y, they just look like that. Those are the two silent letters. And therefore, all you have to do is look at the vowel underneath. So therefore, regardless of if it's letter X or Y, or if it has no hook, or like over here, see, A is a snake, or if it has the hook on the right afterwards, either way, it's just that sound. Okay, so let's try that again, class. Let's try again line one. A, 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 day, ray,
re.
Well, they just threw a loop over there for you. That's right, a little curveball. But you guys cannot be fooled. You cannot be fooled. Good evening. Good evening. My class just tripled in a blink of an eye. Okay, let's move on to, let's continue with line two, class. Only an accountant would know that. Okay, D. Okay, let's try line three. Bay, they, hey, hey, a, e, me, e, me. Very good. Okay, let's move on now to line number six. Ha, av, o, right? Because remember that last letter is the sound ma. Okay, very good. And of course, as we all remember, because we studied on the train, on the subway, on the bus, we carried this wherever we went, our previous packet so much that it's all soiled and dirty. Nonetheless, we of course know that the correct translation for av is father. Av and abba mean father. Av Omer means that the father says, colon in Hebrew is a nice way of saying quotations, like he's about to speak. A ha'aim. You can see on the bottom on this page, it tells us A is another way of saying, in English translated, is where. Where is aim or ima? Where is mom? Where is mother? Okay. Let's try line 14. Bo, re, or. So again, the first letter, bo, re, or. Because the first letter is silent. So you just almost ignore it because there's no vowels underneath it either. So all you would do is immediately go to the next letter, which is O. Right? Like the brick hitting me in the head. O! And then R. Or. So that's the correct way of reading it. Let's try line 15, class. B-O-R-E-H-A-D-A-M. And you can see in the English is on the left side. Let's try line 16. B-O-R-E-H-A-R-E-M. Right. So, of course, you can see this is actually a very powerful prayer about the greatness and the mightiness of God. Okay, let's move on to page 21. Now, last year, I was walking by my nursery classroom, and I was so blown away by such a brilliant thing that one of my teachers was showing my the three-year-olds in the class. I was so impressed that I went over to another teacher and I said, you know, what I learned from her. And they're like, you didn't know that? Like, it was embarrassing, kind of. But I was like, no, I didn't know that. What didn't I know? These kids had no idea their left from their right, because they're three-year-olds. So I learned that if you hold up your left hand and you make this type of a thing, you know this, right? It looks like the letter L. So if they can't remember which hand is right, they go like this and they look at the letter L, which is for left. Because if you go like this, that's not an L. This is an L. This looks like an L. I mean, I was impressed. Okay, fine. I'm embarrassing myself again. Why am I telling you this? Because this next letter, as you can see, if we would remove or cover up the very bottom of it, it looks just like what that teacher did and impressed me so much. I was so impressed. It looks like the letter L, right? And therefore, you can imagine, since this letter looks like the letter L, probably it makes the sound L, right? And it also happens to be the longest letter. So therefore, with that said, we can certainly remember that this is the letter or sound L. Okay, so if you remember me, that embarrassing moment in the nursery class, you'll remember L. Okay, let's continue then, class. Since this is the only letter, there are no other vowels at this point that we're being introduced to, let's continue with line 1. La, la, low, low, lay, lay, lee, lee. Very good. Excellent. So we know we're picking up a little bit of the sounds. Let's then continue on line 2. We're on page 21. It's double-sided. So you may... I apologize. I should have announced the lesson. We're on lesson 15 on page 21. So let's try line 2, class, okay?
It's nice larger.
What?
It's better larger.
See, what happens is the first week they give you the packet and they make it, or they make the first packet for you. So I just Xerox that. And then, because they wanted to put, as you can see on the first thing, they wanted to put their little logo and their name, so hopefully, you know, you'll give them a donation or something, I don't know, if you don't have to. But thereafter, they encourage you to make your own packets. They don't do it. So therefore, I just took it, made it bigger, and here you are. So I'll have to remember that for next year. I'll just make them myself, even week number one, especially week one, where you want it to be bigger, especially when it's a new class. Okay, I'll remember that. Let's try line 2, class, on page 21. Le, la, la, low, lay, lee, la, la, lay, lee. Excellent. Very good. Let's jump all the way down to line 6. La, ma, ba, ha, mo, re, el, a, vi. So that must be a question as well, because I see a question mark. Lama means why. Lama, why? Ba, that word we had before. That was actually one of the first words that we had last week. The question was, Abba Ba. We said, the Father is
coming.
Right. So, Lama Ba, why coming? Mora, remember, some of my people in this building are called Mora Rivka, Mora Chana. Mora means teacher. Lama Ba Hamora, why is the teacher coming? El Avi, to my Av, to my
father.
Exactly. Okay. We don't know the answer to that question. Use your imagination. Okay, let's move on to line 10. Okay, class. Ha, mo, ra, lam, da. You see underneath the ma, or the mountain letter, you see those two dots, one on top of the other. That vowel does not make exactly. It's a silent. There's no sound whatsoever. Okay, let's go down to line 14. Ha. L. That second letter is an X, no sound. Bo. Ray. Ha. O. La. Line 15. Ha. L. Remember that's the L sound. Bo. E. The dot underneath is like a little P, right? Okay, very good. We're now moving on to page 22. Page 22, lesson 16. We're now going to be introduced to two letters that look very similar to one another. We look on this large alphabet chart. Again, this is not in the correct order, like A, B, C, D, but it's done this way to compare and to contrast. So we can see clearly that these two letters are very similar in nature, except this letter has a gap. There's a huge gap over here. And therefore, you can imagine the sound is the sound G. Okay? G. Like in the word gap. Because you look over here and you look at a gap. Because if you look at this letter, there's no gap. Rather, it's nice and neat. It's nice and neat, this letter. Smooth, nice and neat. And therefore, since it is nice and neat, you can imagine it makes the sound N. So you look at the gap and it makes G. If it's no gap, if it's nothing there, and it's nice and neat, it's N. Okay. Does that sound correct? Does that make sense? Class, what sound does this letter make?
G.
G, excellent. And what sound does this letter make? L. L, excellent, very good. And what sound does this letter make?
N.
That's correct, N, very good. Okay, with that said, class, let's continue on page 22, looking at the gap letter, right? Line 1. Okay. Ga. 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 Gay. Gay. Gi. Gi. Go. G. That's just a period, as you see at the end of each line, has a dot. It's just larger, maybe a little bit confusing. Okay. With that said, let's continue on line 4. Me ga dol. Me ga dol. Ga dol. As you can see on the very bottom, unfortunately I'm becoming ga dol. I gotta stop drinking the soda. Ga dol means big, right? In fact, if you look on a dreidel, in Hebrew called a sevivon, on Chanukah, you'll see one of the letters is this. One of the letters is this. There's actually four. There's four letters, obviously, at the top, which has four letters. It has this one that we saw. It has this one that we saw. It has this one that we saw. And it also has this one, which we're going to see at the very end of today's class. And it's actually an acronym for a sentence. Nais, N, nais, which means miracle. Gadol, big, gadol, that's big. Haya, sha. Well, we're going to get, well, I'll remind you of that as well. Gadol, and when you play dreidel, right, which no matter how, what age you are, you always love playing dreidel, especially if it's for money, you win. When you get the gimel, that's the best letter, the g sound, because g means gadol, big. So you win it all, okay? So G is starts with the letter, is G, which one of the words is gadol.
Much better than snake.
Yes. Well, it depends what game you're playing, I guess, but yes. Yes, that's true. Okay, so line 4, me gadol. Who is big? Please don't say me. I get Very offended, very easily. Okay. Oh, let's try line 9. 9, we're actually going to get a good answer to this question. Okay, class. Me, ga, dol, ah, ba, ga, dol, gam, ha, dod, ga, dol. So, what is the question, class? Me, ga, dol? Who is big? And if my kid answers this, I get upset, but the answer is Abba Gadol. Dad is big. Gam, you can see on the bottom, Gam is translated as also Dod, which we had last week, which means uncle. A Dod is an uncle, and I used to call my uncle Dude, because he's a cool dude, my uncle. So I call him Dod, is Hebrew for uncle. Dod Gadol. My uncle, the uncle is also big. Okay. Let's continue with line 10. This you definitely can't say. Mi ge do la ha aim ge do la gam ha do da ge do la. So if mi gadol, we know means who is big. Mi gadola also means who is big. The difference between the two, and this really is more a level 2 discussion, is just unlike English, which is one of the few languages, when it comes to, for example, Spanish and other languages, every word is masculine or feminine. And therefore, when you discuss a man or a woman, it changes a little bit of the word. So you'll see when it comes to a woman, they usually add the ha at the end. That last letter means it's talking about not a man, but a woman. But it's the same word. It has the same root. Mi gadola. Who is big? But when you hear that, you know what you're talking about, not a man, but a woman. And therefore, appropriately, the answer is ha'em gedola. Mom, ima, mother is big. Now you know why you can say dad's big. That's no big deal. Say it about your mom. You're not going to eat dinner for a week, so you can lock, change the locks to your door. Gam, we said also in the ba, also, doda. If you, dod is an uncle. So presumably, you want to change it to a feminine form and add that last sound at the end. We're not talking about an uncle, but your aunt or aunts, depending on where you're from. Right. Gam hadoda gedola. Okay? Very good. And that's one of the interesting things about the English language, is one of the few languages that if you're on the phone and you're eavesdropping on someone and you're speaking in English and you're speaking, you do not necessarily know as a listener eavesdropping if you're, the person is speaking to a man or a woman. But if you're speaking in Hebrew and you're eavesdropping, you'll definitely know if it's a man or a woman they're speaking to. Because it, every sentence has to be changed based on whether it's a man or a woman. Does that make sense? In other words, in English, how are you doing? The word you could be a man or a woman. I'm speaking to you. But when it comes to Hebrew, it's a completely different word. You is said differently in to a man, to a woman. And we see this straight across. We're going to see that throughout. Okay. So if you want to be a trickster and not let anyone know who you're talking to, stick to English. But for us, we're learning Hebrew. Okay. Let's continue class with line 12. Ha-el, ha-ga-dol, ha-gi-bor. Now that sentence is actually in a very famous prayer that's recited in synagogues throughout the world. The name of the prayer is called the Amidah, or also known as Shemona Esrei. The very first paragraph talks about how great God is, and that God is gadol. He's great. He's big. It means more than just big. Physically, it means he's great. Gibor means mighty. But they both start with the same sound, guh, gadol, gibor. Okay, with that said, class, as you turn to page 23, lesson 17, I, for the second time tonight, am going to take out my handy-dandy flashcards. You know how much I like these things, so here we go. Let's give it another whirl. Okay, class, shout it out. Remember, this letter is rounded off. Ruh, ruh. We're looking for the sounds. There's a ball in the middle. Buh. Very good. This one is void of that round. Very good. This looks like a mountain, class, which makes sound muh. Excellent. I'm very glad that everyone is silent. This was the very first sound that we ever made. The tongue depressor, class. Ah, excellent. And this is a holiday that's coming up, the very first letter. Ha. Excellent. Very good. Which, right? Ha. From the word Chanukah. Excellent. This one also has the same sound as the tongue depressor, which is ah. Very good. This one, as we got a little bit confused, this is a harder one because it's the same, looks similar to another one, but this one is the sound oh, when it's floating up, it makes the sound oh. This one, you'll see the line is only half of a line, and there's a hole in the middle. Huh, exactly. This was the only final letter that we had, which has another letter on the board over here. This one is ma, right? This is the final ma. This one is the nest that we mentioned before, which makes the sound eh, an eh, nest. This one, there's a tear on the top, which makes the sound, class, tough. Very good. This one we just had, so I hope you guys get it, because this one is very nice and neat and makes the sound nah. Very good. This is the embarrassing letter, but that's okay. I've been embarrassed more than once. Makes the sound la, right? La. This one, you can see there's a gap on the bottom. There's a gap. Makes the sound guh. Excellent. This is another vowel that we just had. Makes the sound A. That's your snake eyes, right? Here's another snake eyes with a little hook next to it, which makes the sound A. Excellent. Very good. Here's a little P with a hook, which makes the sound E. This one is the brick one, which... Oh! This one has a dent in it. Duh, excellent. And here's another P on my plate. E. And last but not least, please, if you haven't participated yet, I want you to scream it out. All right. We're up to lesson 17. We're on page 23. Welcome. We're up to page, what page did I say?
23.
My goodness. We're going way too fast. I'm glad that you're here. I'm happy that you're here. Because you're late, we're just going to have to keep everyone late. I usually expect a doctor's note, but today I'll make an exception. Okay, let's continue on page 23, lines, lesson 17. This, as you can see, there are two different symbols which make the exact same sound on the top of page 23, lesson 17. Both of them make the sound oo, as in the word moon, okay? So you can either see it like this, with three dots diagonally, which looks like a spoon somehow. This is also they need a lot of work on. Ooh, somehow this looks like a spoon. Ooh as in spoon, yes. I did mention last week, though, if you can think of anything else which is better than what they came up with, they'd be extremely appreciative that you would contact them or that I would give you, I would mention it, because this is something which is being taught throughout in many, many communities throughout the country. So therefore, if you can come up with something which you think would be easier for someone else to remember a sound, they'd be very appreciative, as well as thousands of other people as we speak. So again, this makes the sound ooh. These three diagonal dots make the sound ooh. Also, this, you'll see that there is a dot in the middle, which also makes the sound ooh. All right? Now, you'll see that there is a difference between this letter and another one which we've seen prior, which also looks very similar to this. And here it is. My lucky day. I was able to pull it off. These look extremely similar, class. Okay? See how close? They look very similar. But one, this one is O, this one is OO. And I told you, when a brick falls on your head, what sound do you make? Oh! Oh! Well, maybe that too. But I make the sound O. Now, if you get hit right in the stomach, ooh! So if I get hit in the head, oh! And here, ooh! Oh! Ooh! Ooh! Oh! Ooh! Okay, that's how I remember it, but use your imagination. Okay. That's what we're going to be seeing today. But you can imagine, again, it's important for you to try to think of something which you can relate to, because they're so similar. And when you're reading like this, eventually when we pick up, you're going to end up possibly confusing one, which we would not want you to do. Yes?
Is it the dot by itself, or is it the dot for that letter?
It's the dot. This could be with this letter,
right.
And it could be the floating. Remember, if it's floating, it'll be like over here.
Right.
It'll be a little bit shifted to the left, right? To your left, on this side. So sometimes it's being supported, and sometimes it's floating.
Yeah, but
right?
I'm saying the letter on the card, that letter is like a V.
Oh, in other words, if there's no dot at all?
No,
yeah. Then it makes the sound F. Exactly.
Yeah.
Do we have this? It's one of these.
There's one right there, down.
Exactly. This is makes the sound F. But once you have a dot here or there, it changes.
It's just ooh.
It's either a ooh or O.
It's not V.
Correct.
I know. It was funny.
That's right.
I kept trying to tell me that was V, and I kept saying we haven't learned that yet.
That's right. It's not just the letter. That's an exception to the rule that putting a dot here or there will change that you no longer make the sound of the letter, but rather it changes it to a completely different sound.
Right.
So that's right. But we didn't even get to that yet. We didn't answer the V yet.
No,
because
that clarifies it, because
right. So
he was trying to help me and getting
right. So in other, if you would want to make a vo or a vu sound,
mm-hmm.
you would need another letter here or here.
Okay.
So to get that first sound and then this.
These letters are just really holding the place so we can see where the vowel is, really, in a way.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Ooh, oh, ooh. Okay. But right now we don't have to worry about the brick one, because we have to worry about the guy getting in the stomach. That's what we're doing. Ooh!
Ooh.
Three diagonal dots is also ooh. Okay, class, let's try page 23, line 1. Boo, boo, vo, vo, go, goo, do, do. Excellent. Let's try line 4. Me, who, me, he. Line 5. Me, who, me, he. Next line, where there's no, it doesn't have a number. Who ma. So if you look on the bottom over here, again, this shows you it's really the same question. Me who or me he is who is he or who is she. Right? So it's, again, you see it's the same real question, but we have to change the sounds a little bit because we're no longer talking about a man, we're talking about a woman, or vice versa. And therefore, the right way of reading this line is really to read, if we go back to line 5, is to read the first two words and then the next two words directly under it. So let's try that again, class. Line 5. Me who, which means who is he, and then you go let's go underneath, not to the left, but underneath. Who Abba. He is Father, right? And then if you go back to line 5, to the left, those last two words, the question, me, he, who is she? He, I, ma. She is our mother, right? So therefore you can now understand that it's obvious when it comes to the reading of Hebrew, reading from a prayer book, a siddur, you don't actually have to know the grammatics. But when you become more familiar with it, you'll understand how things work. But, of course, this is one of the elements of what makes English easier. Again, is that when it comes to English, you don't have to change the form or from a male to a female. You can just say the same sentence. How are you today? Where is she? How are you doing? So, in that case, here it's a little bit more difficult. But for reading purposes, you're just going to read whatever it says. Okay, let's try line 6 in the same format as we did line 5. Okay, class. Me, who, underneath. Who, ha, ra, be. Now we go back to line 6. Me, who, ha, mo, re. Mo-re is a?
Teacher.
Sometimes it's a mo-re. Sometimes it's a mora. It depends if you're talking about a male. A male is a mora. You can imagine because the question was me who. Who is he? And me, and the answer is who ha mora. Re, mora means a male teacher. But if you would be speaking about, let's say, a woman teacher, mora Rivka, mora Chana, mora Sarah. Okay? Those, obviously, you change the word, the vowels a little bit, whether you're talking about a male or a female. But it's the same root, which is the teacher. Okay, let's continue class. Let's keep on moving. Let's keep on trucking. Let's go on to page 24. Page 24 introduces us now on we'll talk about the line in a second. On page 24, it says short vowels. Just going to, a little bit confusing, but you'll see that sometimes underneath one letter are two vowels, okay? Which doesn't make it a whole lot of fun. But you can see that whenever there's two vowels under a letter, one of them is silent. Exactly. Oh. There actually is a point for those who are know how to speak Hebrew crystal clear. If you would speak to 90% or more people, they may not necessarily understand, as you asked, or really say it so much differently. But there is a difference in the way you make the actual syllables, that when you stop in a word. And a lot of people don't even realize it. Sometimes, you know, like when we speak in English, there are a lot of rules and exceptions. We may not be familiar with them all, but we do them just because we're just ingrained. And that's basically how it ends up being. Not everyone's familiar with the differences of why that's the case. But nonetheless, sometimes you see that. But just to make it easier, just realize that it's always the first one is the silent vowel, so you just ignore it. Right, so you just move on to the next sound, the next vowel. Exactly. So let's try line one. Okay, class?
Okay.
Let's try it. Ha. Okay, now, let us continue with line four. Elohim, and that means God. God has many different names, okay? One of God's names is El, right? And, one of the more famous famous ways of remember of God's name, we know, for example, maybe Ein Keloheinu. Ein Keloheinu is a famous song. Eloheinu is Elohei, or God, which is the root of the second word, Elohim, which is the name of God. Okay. With that said, let's continue with line 14. Ha El Ha Ga Dol Ha Di Bor. Line 15, class. Ho Do Lo. I love that word. When it comes, based on our lesson, ho, do. Because you see, in the same word, the O and the U. Ho, do. And as we become more familiar, we're going to get it a lot better. Now, as we continue on page 25, you're going to notice that this is the second of the two differences between Ashkenaz and Sephardic. We are teaching this class in the Sephardic pronunciation, the way we someone who speaks Sephardic. Because in Israel, that is how it's spoken, and because it's easier. Because as we mentioned, I'm not going to tell you the other sounds, but the T, as well as the tongue depressor, both of them, as we're teaching it, make the sound ah. Now, Ashkenazic Jewry says two different sounds, which is not the way they allow me to teach it, right? And they are looking, they are watching, or they'll be listening at least. So anyway, that is the way that it's taught. And in fact, anyone that would go to certainly like an Ulpan, which is an aggressive Hebrew course, or they would go to Israel, or any yeshiva, it's taught in this manner. It's not taught Ashkenaz, it's taught Sephardic. And one of the main reasons is because the primary teachers of Hebrew are Israelis. And therefore they're going to teach it the way that they're familiar with, which has become almost universal. It's certainly in the United States become that way. In almost all day schools, with rare exceptions. Anyway, we're now going to move on, with that said, to page 25, in which you'll see 25, and on the very top, this one makes the sound ta. And you'll see that sometimes it's with a dot, and sometimes, as we'll get to eventually on page 26, it's without a dot. Alright? Sometimes there's a dot in there, right? And sometimes there's no dot. But it doesn't make a difference. Sephardic pronunciation, which is the way we're doing this today, they both make the same sound, ta, okay? This is the very first letter in Torah, right? Torah, okay? And therefore, if there's a dot or not a dot, we always make the same sound, ta. Now, according to Ashkenaz, which I normally don't initially teach, because I wouldn't want to confuse. But yes, Ashkenazic Jewry, when they see this letter, they say it differently. I'm not going to say it. You can say it 1,000 times. I will never say that word. Even though when I pray personally, I do say it the way you just said it. But for the nature, the purposes of speaking Hebrew, which is the purpose of this course, Sephardim, both of these letters are the exact same. So you can imagine also, when you were dealing with a 5-week crash course, we want it to be as easy as possible. Maybe if we had 6 weeks, we would teach it this way, with the two different sounds, and with the two different sounds. But Sephardim is much easier because this doesn't make a difference. Dot or no dot, it's always tough. And that's how we're
going to
do it.
Are we going to have the second grade this time? Because I can't say the same word for it. I was going through this again. And I went through it so many times and never get to the second grade.
Level two.
I have a student. I have a student once that was exactly the same way. Just stayed in 11th grade for like 3 years. You'll get to 12th grade. Let's finish these 5 weeks, and then with the tremendous enthusiasm of your classmates, they'll probably be so excited to want to do a level two. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
But no adult left behind.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, so anyway, when it comes to this letter, both of these letters, they both, see, sounds like T, sounds like T. Okay, fine. If, now I need to, since you brought it up, it's very important for me to say that if you are accustomed to praying in Ashkenaz and that you are accustomed to praying with this sound, the sound that you made, then you should continue to do so. I would not tell you to change. But when it comes to even someone who is Ashkenaz, such as myself, and certainly others as well, the way that they speak Hebrew is not necessarily the same way that they pray. Because, again, speaking Hebrew, if you go to Israel, this letter is not said the way you say it. Okay? It's not. I mean, it's correct, but it's not done. In modern Hebrew, it's done this way. And that's how it's taught straight across the board. Okay. Let's move on. Ta. Okay, that's the sound we're making now. Okay, ta as in time. And I have to watch my time over here because it's getting late. Okay. Class line one. Ta, ta, ti, ti, ta, to, te. Line two, class. To, to, ti, to, to, ti, te. Okay. Let's go down now to lot to the box. To ra o ra. So as I said, that first letter, as we just introduced, is the first letter in the word Torah, translated as Torah. Torah o ra. Torah is light. Okay. And on page 26, this will really drive it home, class, because you'll see that on page 26, lesson 20, that there is a very clear difference between Sephardic and Ashkenazic pronunciation. But we are doing as Sephardic Jews, okay? And both sounds, regardless with or without a dot, makes the sound what, class? Ta. Okay. With that said, let us go to line 2. Okay, class, let's go. Ta, ta, te, te, ti, to. Line 3, please. To, to, ta, ti. Very good. Excellent. Line 4. To ra, to ra, to ra, ti. Excellent.
Line 6, class. Torat emet. Torati. Well, you can imagine on line 6, those words, Torat and Torati, the first three words mean Torah. The middle word is emet. Emet means
truth.
Exactly. MS is Ashkenaz. That's why MS, like she said,
okay.
It's Emet. They're both correct. They're both correct. But in Hebrew, the way we're saying it, it would be Torah Emet. But you can say it that way, MS. But that will just confuse you because we're teaching this as Tuh. Right? That's the word. It means truth. It's the same word. It's the same letters. Just different pronunciation, Ashkenaz and Sephard. Okay. Very good. Let's continue class. With line, let's try the box, class. Ha, the very bottom. Ha, to, ra, to, rat, emet. Okay, that's fine. If you, however you want to say it, if you want to say it that way, Go for it and go with it. It's not a problem. Okay, class, let's move on to page 27. Now, we are going to see the last two letters for the day. And this letter, as you can see, has a dot on the right. And this, I don't know if you can see it on your sheet over here, it tells you how to remember that this makes the sound sh. And it says, she is always right. I don't like that one. But that's what it says. She is always right. Not to me, though. Because I don't think it's true. That one is just as bad as the steak. Or the spoon. But if you like it, fine. She is always right. The dot is always on the right. Because we're going to see in a moment on the next page that sometimes the dot is on the left side. Right? Sometimes it's on the left side, sometimes on the right. So she is always right. Always makes the sound sh. Exactly. Very good. Excellent. So again, when you would see the dot on the right side, she is always right. All right. With that said, class, let's try line 1 on page 27. Sha, sha. Come on, class. She, 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 show, shoe, shoe. Right, because the dot is in the middle. Ooh, very good. Let's move on, class, to line 3. Shamash, shemesh, sharshir, shame, shabbat, shalom. What are those last two words, class? Shabbat Shalom. Exactly. That's how you write and say Shabbat Shalom. That's how you do it. Very good. See, we're picking it up. Line 4 is a very famous man's name. Moshe Shomer Shabbat Teshuvah. Excellent. Class, line 5, please. Looking inside. Shabbat. That's right. Shabbat Shalom. Exactly. Very good. Continuing class on line 10. Go ahead, class. Shabbat Shalom. Continuing. Shabbat Shalom. Excellent. What I like very much is that even though you may have picked up a sight word, you should still look at it at this point, breaking it up into individual sounds. Because what often happens is that the way that people pray, especially when it comes to songs, is they just know it by heart. But if you would actually have that same person look at the words and read it without the song, all of a sudden they're frozen. So it's very important, even if you have sight words, to try to look at it at this stage to try to learn the sounds. Exactly. Let's try class. Let's mix it up a little bit. Let's be wild and crazy. And let's try line 12. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. But you see again both the word shalom, peace, and Shabbat, they both begin with that same sound, with that same letter, the letter or the sound sh. Okay, because she is always right. Yeah, sure. Okay, on page 28, let's turn to on page 28, line 4. Okay, ignore, there's a line in between, so we're only going to see the part on the right side. Line 4, class. Abba-sho-mer-sha-bat. Excellent, very good. Let's jump all the way down to the box. Sha-mor- Ha-Shabbat. Excellent. Which in the box it tells us it means keep the Sabbath. Okay. Page 29, which looks like the last page. Oh my goodness. I wonder if it's 8 o'clock already. Okay. Don't answer that question. I know the answer. If we look at this last letter, this is my favorite one because I have lived a very, very difficult life. A terribly difficult life. Because I am a vast minority, I'm a tremendous minority, because I'm a lefty. It's very difficult to be a lefty. Very difficult. It's a righty's world out there, you should know. It really is. That's why this is my favorite letter in the whole alphabet. Because if you see this dot, it's on the left side. And the way that they want us to remember this is it's no sin to be a lefty. It's not a sin to be a lefty. There's nothing wrong with being a lefty. I get picked on all the time for being a lefty, but it's not a sin to be a lefty. So if you, I am a southpaw, yes. Please do not hold it against me. Oh, you are? That explains a lot. So this again is, you'll see the dot is on the left, my favorite letter, sa. It's not a sin to be a lefty. And this one is what sound? She is always right. I don't like that one, but all right. I don't like that one at all. Okay, let's move on, class. Now you can see the sa on the very top of page 29. And you'll see that that also is going to have a very, very famous woman's name attached to it. But we'll get to that when we eventually get to line 4. But before we do that, let us try line 1. Okay, class. Sa, 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 se, 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 si, so, si. Excellent. Let's jump down to line 4, class. Very famous woman's name is the first word. Sa-ra-sha-ra. The first word is Sarah. One of my daughter's names. Also a biblical name. Right? Sarah is English for Sarah. That's really the right way of saying it. Sarah. Okay? All right, let's jump all the way down to line, 6. Shabbat Avraham. Ba. Class, what do you think it means, Avraham Ba? Avraham is a name of a person. Happens to be Abraham, which is the biblical translation of the word Avraham. Avraham Ba. Avraham. Exactly. Very good. You got it. Excellent. Okay. Let's try line 8. Sa-ra-o-meret Shabbat Shalom Avraham. So you can imagine, even in biblical times, on a Saturday, when Abraham would go back to the tent and I don't know, whatever Sarah was making for lunch that day or on the Sabbath. Sarah Omeret, Sarah said, and remember, what is the colon? Is another way of saying quotation marks. What are the next three words? Shabbat. Class. Shalom. Avraham. They're on a first name basis. They were married to one another, right? Shabbat shalom, Abraham. Shabbat shalom. Okay? Class, let's continue with line 9. Sa-ra-sha-ra-sha-bat-shalom. Let's mix it up and go wild and crazy with line 10. Shabbat Shalom Avraham Sheli. Line 11. Avraham Shar. Shabbat Shalom Sarah Sheli. And you can see in the box, it says the words Sim Shalom. Sim Shalom, grant peace, which is also the name of a very famous prayer book used in the conservative movement, which is called the Sim Shalom Sidur. Sim Shalom means grant peace. It also happens to be the name of the 19th paragraph or benediction and blessing in the famous in the Shemot Esrei prayer, which one recites in synagogue. Okay, class, even though you think you're done, you're not getting off the hook so fast. We always start and conclude with my handy dandy flashcards. And if you get all of them correct, and you finished your drinks, which you were supposed to have had, then you're free to move about the building, as the commercial goes. Okay. All right, class. Let's see how we're doing. Oh, I have more here. They're all over the place here. This is great. Give it a little shuffle. All right. Class, remember this. Right? The tongue depressor. You say, ah. Scream it out, please. Or not. Right. The mountain. Very good. This one is void of a dot. What is the sound? V. Excellent. Very good. This one has a ball inside of it, which makes the sound. B. Excellent. This one is rounded off, which makes the sound. R. Very good. This one has a holiday, which is coming up in a few days. Weeks. Ha, very good. I didn't even show it to you. Ha, for the word Chanukah. Do not say Hanukkah or else you'll be in big trouble. This one looks like a spoon somehow. Ooh, okay? And this one I love because I don't love getting hit in the stomach, but if I do, I make the sound ooh. And this T on the bottom makes the sound ah. Very good. This one is a floating letter, floating vowel. Oh, very good. This one you'll see that half of it's missing, makes the sound ha. Very good. Excellent. This one is the one I do not like at all. Sh, like she is always right. Not true, not true. And this one is the final letter which makes the sound ma. Very good. This one is the nest that we had in the beginning of the class today, which makes the sound eh. This one, as you remember, has a tear on the top, which makes the sound ta. This is a new letter that we had today, which is nice and neat, which makes the sound no. Excellent. This is the one that I was really embarrassed by with my nursery class, which makes the sound la. Very good. Looks like the letter L. This one, you can see, is a gap on the bottom, which makes the sound go. Excellent. This is another vowel which makes the sound A. What was the one? How do we remember that?
Snake eyes.
A, snake eyes. Not the snake. We have to tell them that. This is the same, but it has a hook next to it, but it's still snake eyes. It makes the sound A. Very good. This one is on the plate. What do the kids never like to eat? P, E, makes the sound E. Very good. This is the one which has a brick lying smashing on my head. And what sound do I make?
Oh!
Very good. This makes the sound tough. Very good. We just had that. And the way that I say it in this class, also this makes the sound tough. Very good. You'll see over here there's a dent in this letter. Makes the sound duh. Excellent. And how about this letter, class?
E.
Very good. We had that, though, had it with a hook. And this letter makes the sound? Correct, it's a silent vowel. And this one makes the sound? Correct, that's a silent letter as well. And my very, very favorite letter, which of course is the reason why I decided to save it to the very end, is this, which reminds me of, it's not so bad being a lefty. This makes the sound sub, because it's not a sin to be a lefty. Thank you very much, class. Please bring these home. Please, if you have questions, call me. Please utilize this class, which is will be on the website starting tomorrow at www.ohavzedek.net, ohavzedek.net. You'll see it on the homepage. You'll be able to listen to this class exactly as it was just given. And you'll be able to look at these source sheets to review that which we did. And if you have any questions, please always feel free to call me. Thank you very much, and have a very pleasant night.